Well, Declan, we've got Martin Holmes out and about this evening because he is attending the Derry City European qualification fixture. Maybe before we look at Harps, Declan, you played a number of games at European level for a couple of the clubs, Sligo Rovers and Derry City. Tell us about your experiences maybe playing for a League of Ireland club on the European stage.
Yeah, I suppose when I was at Sligo, we got to the second stage of the Cup Winners' Cup. Would have been at that time, our first match would have been against the Maltese team. And we beat them, I think, 3-2 overall, and we had a trip to Malta out of it. So, and then we played Club Bruges, who were the champions, I think the Cup Winners' champions, obviously, of Belgium at that time, and then they had five or six international players playing for them, so we went over there and I think we lost 5-2 in aggregate was the score over there. So and Derry, obviously, we played and get the score on them. I think we lost maybe 2-0 in aggregate. But you know, I suppose you have the benefits of playing at home, which you know, and then going away from home is a difficult part. You're going away from home and different atmosphere, and I suppose you didn't get an opportunity to play too many games. It was once a year potentially or twice a year, and with Sligo Rovers, where League of Ireland clubs now are doing a lot better and they're getting more success, obviously, as well. And they're getting into more rounds in the last 5 or 6 years. So that obviously bridges that gap and gives them the confidence to perform very, very well. Also, at that point in time, we were only part-time. You know, our clubs nowadays, Derry City and Sligo Rovers, are all full-time players. So, you know, we've even seen last year, obviously, Sligo Rovers beating Motherwell as well. You know, so big games, that they're not shocks no more. So, I mean, that's Derry City team now currently, even though it will be very difficult if they're playing against the Finland champions or the Europa League team, and their season's halfway through, 16 matches played, so they're going to be up and at it. You know, where previously we were playing teams that were on the same level as ourselves going into pre-season, and that gave no team really an advantage, whereas normally in League of Ireland clubs have an advantage over the European counterparts because of the fact that they're halfway through the season versus the teams that are only starting their pre-season.
Yeah, but as a player, Declan, from your own point of view, it must have been very exciting to be involved in European competition and heading into the unknown.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll pick out the Club Bruges. Like, you know, we played against five international players. Like, so, you know, for a part-time club to go and play against a team of international players, you know, you wouldn't get the opportunity to do that very often. So, you know, it's, I suppose, standout games. You know, you go into a Club Bruges stadium as well, you know, so you get an opportunity to play some really good players, you know, so, and play in a nice stadium as well. So, you know, if you can't get motivated to go out there and perform to your best level, you know, and I suppose, you know, that's where you want to be. You want to play against the best at every opportunity and putting yourself against the best players as well and see how you get on, you know. But, yeah, listen, they're wonderful occasions. They're wonderful nights. And there'll be an unbelievable atmosphere tonight in the Brandywell, obviously, as well, you know. So they'll be looking for a big positive result. But it is a great occasion for the club, for the supporters, but it's very, very enjoyable for the players as well.
Yeah, let's move to more domestic matters. Finn Harps taking on Kerry. Tomorrow evening, Harps making the long trip south down to Tralee. Harps haven't beaten Kerry this season. Both games ending in draws, 0-0 in Finn Park and previously 1-1 down in Kerry. But it's a different Harps team now, Declan, compared to those two previous encounters.
Yeah, completely different Harps team. I suppose the last match in Finn Park, I was at it, obviously, and I remember coming away and I was just thinking to myself that probably that Kerry team was probably the worst team I've seen in Finn Park in about 20 years, if I'm being truthful. And the performance wasn't great on the night by Finn Harps and it ends up being a draw. Obviously, there's completely different players, you know. Finn Harps have totally transformed their squad. They've brought in real experience, they've brought in physical strength, they've brought in good quality players and they're a different outfit now than they were obviously in that last home match against Kerry. Kerry have also added, they've added four players as well, so they've added a bit of quality as well. So, you know, both teams will be a lot different than playing in Finn Park. But with the squad of players that we have now at our disposal, our bench is really strong as well. We bring players off the bench that will make a difference in the game. I see Finn Harps coming down there and getting 3 points.
Now, my next question was going to be, would you be happy with another draw down there, Declan, or is it a case now, right, they need to step up and be taking more ones here?
Yeah, no, the start of this stage of the season, they need to start moving up. You know, obviously we are ahead of Kerry, but we need to be catching Longford. With Longford 25 points, but now we need to be pushing and leapfrogging Treaty and putting pressure on Wexford and Bray and getting into that playoffs. Really, that's the goal for me, would be now to push on with the squad of players they have and the quality they have at it. But they need to be pushing hard in for that last playoff spot, and they're well capable of going and doing that, you know. So, but yeah, I'll answer your question. They need to get, and every other team are beating Kerry so far this season, so they need to be taking maximum points from the next two matches they have against Kerry before the league is completed.
Yeah, listen, there's still a lot of football to play, Declan. Can Harps make the top five? Can they go to the playoffs? Or is that too far a reach at this stage for them?
I don't think so. You know, if you look at the table, obviously Galway are ahead of everybody. You've Waterford in 46, Cove in 36, Athlone 32, and then you've Bray in 30. You know, so I mean, we're only 5 points off Bray. You know, so that's not a big. You know, if you won 3 or 4 games in the bounce, that can really throw you up the table. You know, and that's what they need to do. They need to go on a really good run now, where they're winning games. Our worst case scenario, they're picking up 4 points out of 2 games, you know. So, they need to go on a run now game to do that. Can they achieve that? I think they have, with the quality they've put in. There's more goals, there's more threats, and that's probably the area that they've addressed. We obviously haven't seen the best of BG Bandy yet as well. He's getting back to his fitness, so hopefully he'll start scoring some goals on the top end of the pitch. You know, Patrick Ferry's added one or two as well. Sean Donald's been really good up top as well. So there's real competition for places in the top end of the pitch, and that's the area that they need to make sure that they start hitting the ground running and scoring more goals, and especially winning games at home.
Yeah. Now, they scored 4 goals against Cove, so that had 2 weeks ago, but then it sort of dried up last week in that cup game against Kilbarrack, where they only managed 1, and they couldn't string maybe together where they could build in that 1-0 advantage and the cup tie. But are you expecting that was obviously a sort of dogged performance by Kilbarrack, especially an on-league side, and you're playing on an artificial pitch as well. Are you expecting something different back to the way it was against Cove the previous week in Kerry on Friday night, Declan?
I think it'll be tight enough. I think that at the Cove match, I think Cove were similar to ourselves in regard to like to push forward, and there every opportunity they were looking to create chances as well, and they were offensively very, very good too. Cove, and they're good players. You know, Kerry probably, you know, depending on what their manager Billy Denningham wants out of their squad. Does he want them? Will he sit in? Will he have a low block, a medium block, or will he push on looking for results? So, you know, it just depends on how they set up. So it can be difficult. You know, they might give us the possession of the ball and looking for us to actually force it down and try to create chances and then try to hit us in the counter-attack. So just depending on who you're playing against. Cove was probably a good team to play against because they were willing to mix it and go toe-to-toe with Harps on the night, and it was an excellent game, really good game with good goals in it, you know. But it could be a different kettle of fish with Kerry away from home. They might be a bit stickier and they'd be more defensive. Similar to probably the cup match last weekend as well. It was 1-0, but it's still a victory. It's still 1-0. It gets them in the next round of the cup, and it keeps that confidence going. Yeah, but I think the Kerry match will be tricky. I think the key probably will be to win the match, scoring first, and that's if Kerry are willing to be defensive and sit down, if you score first, that has to change their philosophy. They can change their system a wee bit, and they've got to push more men forward, and then that can create gaps, and then you maybe exploit those gaps that they're left behind.
Just finally then, Declan, listen, if we get 3 points this weekend, it would be very much positive as you head to the next day, where you're going to welcome the favourites for the title and the favourites to go up to the Premier Division. Galway United will be the visitors next. So it would be nice to get a victory to bring a bit of confidence into a game against stiffer opposition.
Yeah, I think that would be key. You know, get 3 points, then you've obviously got Galway at home. Nobody expects you to go and win it. You can have a free shot at the game, and you can give it everything you possibly have. And with this experience, squad of players that they now have at their disposal, they're well capable of putting it up to Galway as well on the night, absolutely. But, you know, it's important to beat Kerry and at the weekend, get 3 points and then move on to, you know, Galway, obviously. And then, you know, you've Athlone away, definitely winnable. Treaty at home, definitely winnable again. So, you know, there are big three big matches coming up, and every game is going to be massive going forward. It's 3 points. But let's pick one game at a time, beat Kerry at the weekend, and then the Galway match will look after itself. But it will be an excellent match, and it'll be interesting to see compare from the first match of the season we played Galway. Galway were very strong tonight. Even though we put in a good performance, I thought Galway looked to have more experience, more quality as well. So it'll be interesting to see in 2 weeks' time, you know, where are we compared to Galway within, you know, those line of games between the first match and now the third round of matches, you know. But yeah, listen, Keith is getting 3 points against Galway the weekend, or sorry, Kerry the weekend.
All right, Declan, as always, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the football over the weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right.